So do you recall that there were tunnels in Gage Park? That there have been all kinds of challenges when it comes to how the parks have ended up? That there was all kinds, there have been fires, there have been tents on fire, there have been people injured, there's been assaults and that kind of activity. And there has also been a lack of ability for the rest of the community to engage in those spaces that they need to engage in as well. I was at Gage Park very recently on the announcing of the splash pad season being opened, and a couple of young moms with their kids approached me to say thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to use our park again. So the municipality has to balance the needs of all of the residents of our community. And we're trying our best to do that within our fiscal capacity. Because the other thing you'll know is that City Council has been very specific, or some councillors particularly have been very specific about having concerns about continuing to take on more at the municipal level that is not in our purview and shouldn't be. And this is what drives our budget up. And so we also hear from our community that in the midst of an affordability crisis, our budgets are increasing, our operating budgets are increasing, and that's causing some consternation. So again, it's balancing all of these issues and trying to do our best to find the solutions for people.
I just have one more question on this, guys. So increased sheltered beds by 80%, right? So
yes.
We all know that.
And we reduce barriers.
Right. So you still have roughly 150 people who are living outside.
And it's going to continue to grow.
So we have a gap, right? So
yes.
We have a gap in numbers and we have a gap in the types of spaces mm-hmm. that are offered. Where do we go from here then?
Well, I think what we need to do is make sure this crisis gets solved. And I'm saying quite clearly and adamantly, we cannot solve this crisis alone. And we cannot solve this crisis on the resources available to a municipality like the City of Hamilton. And so I've already identified what those solutions are. We continue to advocate. We continue to push the other orders of government. And we are preparing for the AMO conference, which is coming in August. And we've talked about, is it time to start making it clear to the government that if they're not going to be funding services in cities like Hamilton, the bigger cities, then they should be funding services in the smaller communities, because people are moving around. And the crisis is growing in Hamilton. The crisis is growing in London. You might have seen the report about what's happening in Toronto. So we'll never be able to keep up if the root causes of the crisis continue to go unresolved. And we do not have the capacity at the City of Hamilton to solve the root causes of the crisis.